Giant FM on the morning show, and we get a chance to, by the radio anyway, pay a visit to a site that is in development and is bringing, like many developing sites do, more excitement as there's a visual to go with what's anticipated. And here to talk more about the up-and-coming Poet Ethanol Plant is Public Relations Director Matt Merritt with Poet. Matt, thank you for the visit.
Thanks for having me on.
How often do you venture back and forth between home base and the sites that are out there, including ours these days?
You know, I'm on the road quite a bit. Poet has 28 different plant locations all across the Midwest, and we really work hard to be a good part of those communities, get involved, make sure we're communicating with them. And so personally, I try to, you know, visit the plant sites on a regular basis, on the road a lot. Sometimes my wife gets on my case about it, but but it's always it's always fun to come and check out these communities. And it's been a long time since Poet's actually had a new plant under construction. So there's a lot of excitement at our headquarters, as I know there is here in Shelbyville, for this new project that we're now seeing going up, which is pretty exciting.
Matt, in conjunction with the ground that's been moving for a little while, and eventually we'll start to see things go vertical out there, it's not just the plant. We knew that was going to come, but I guess there was an official feel to things with news out of Washington, D.C. that really made it a go for what's happening here.
Yeah, we got some really exciting news from President Trump in October. He went to a rally in Iowa, and he announced something that this industry has been working to get for a number of years now, and that is the ability to offer E15 fuel, 15% biofuel blended fuel, all year long. We think that is really the next step for biofuels. That's what's going to open this market up to even more homegrown renewable fuel from corn grown right here in Shelby County. And really that announcement, that move that President Trump is directing the EPA to do that is something that at Poet we anticipated because the president had promised it. And that was a lot of the impetus for building this facility, because we saw that new market demand on the horizon, and we want to be at the front of that new development in this industry, the next boom in biofuels. And really, this is where it's starting, Shelby County.
Is Poet stabilized as far as growth, as far as expansion? Are there others that are out there somewhere?
You know, but Poet is the largest biofuel producer. There are certainly some other large players, and it's an interesting industry. You know, there's some companies that are just one facility, and then there's a number of larger players in the industry. And I think we're going to see that growth from some other companies as well coming up. But, you know, like I said, Poet's really interested in leading the way on that. And so we were really excited to be able to announce that we were moving ahead with full construction here in Shelby County. And then we also just finished an expansion out in Marion, Ohio, on another facility. So we really are bullish on biofuels, looking to grow, do some great things, and we're really excited about this project here.
Are there numbers, and we've talked a lot about the numbers for this Shelbyville plant as the discussions went on for some time, are there numbers for what Poet will now try to produce based upon the E15 ruling that's come out?
Well, our capacity, we actually hit a milestone at Poet. We just topped a capacity of 2 billion gallons of biofuel annually now from all of our plants. And obviously that's going to increase once the Shelbyville facility is completed. You know, that'll add another 80 million gallons of capacity on top of that. You know, I wouldn't say that we have a specific target in mind, but we're keeping an eye out for more opportunities. You know, and that could come through some acquisitions, or it could come through some new greenfield sites like what we have here in Shelbyville. There's a lot of areas. There's still some areas across the Midwest where there's sort of that need for a new market. And we try to find some of those areas where you know, our needs kind of align, right? We need the grain, and the farmers need that extra market to sell their grain. And where we can find those good places that make sense, we try to take advantage of that.
He's public relations director for poet Matt Merritt with us in studio on the morning show. If you would rehab some of the numbers specifically that fit this Shelbyville plant, when it's in operation, sure. Some of the key numbers that people like to hear about.
Yeah. So this is going to be an 80 million gallon per year facility, biofuels. It's going to use corn, and we're going to be purchasing about 28 million bushels of corn every year from the area farmers. As far as converting that into dollars, that's about $110 million in corn purchases annually. It's going to have approximately 45 full-time jobs, and we're looking to finish construction in the spring of 2020. But of course, we're going to need to start hiring before that. So I know this spring, our HR department's been working on getting things ready, and we're going to start looking to fill some of those positions already this spring.
What kind of jobs are at an ethanol plant?
Oh, there's so many different kinds of jobs, and that's one of the neat things about biofuels is you can oftentimes bring folks back you want to live in your community and have had to leave for some other things. Mm-hmm. But you know, there can be engineering jobs there. Of course, there's sort of that grain buying and all that side of it. You know, management, custodial jobs. General sort of operations jobs. It really kind of runs the gamut. There's a lot of neat jobs. And then this plant runs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, too. So you have night shifts, and then you'll have day shifts as well. So really, there's you sort of accommodate all hours as well.
How different is it, say, during non-harvest time? I mean, harvest, we're talking about a matter of weeks.
Sure.
Or for some of the farmers around here, they feel like it's been a matter of months with some ill-timed rains. But that's a whole nother matter.
Yep.
How is it different at the plant during the harvest time here as opposed to, say, the month of June?
So we we try to have a lot of grain storage on site, you know, so that we can avoid getting in a position where we have too much or too little grain at any one time. Obviously, you know, I think it more depends on the farmers. You know, you'll see prior to harvest, a lot of those folks are trying to empty their storage out so that they can get ready for the new harvest, and it might get a little busier that time of year. But one thing that we really pride ourselves in at Poet, and I think the farmers really appreciate it, is getting them through quickly, too, so that they can get back to their operations and start doing their work. So we have a pretty efficient system that we've worked out over the last 30 years to get folks in and out of there quickly, dump their grain, and get on with their day. So I think people appreciate that too.
So you're saying after 30 years, Poet's figured out some
we've done it before. We've done it before. Yep.
Well, where does, I know as we talk, you've really just gotten back into the area. You're going to be at the site here before too much longer.
But yep.
What can you tell me about what you know about the site thus far? And again, the timetable on when you're up and running.
Yeah, you know, I know there's been a lot of dirt work, and once we got the final okay on our permit back in October, we were really excited to just kind of pull the trigger on full construction and really start moving ahead. You know, like I said, it is spring 2020 before we're going to get up. It does take a while to get some of these facilities up, but the model for what we're building out there is going to be very similar to the other biofuel facilities that we've built in the past. And I think folks are going to be able to start seeing some pretty neat stuff out there very soon.
Good stuff. Yeah. Matt, thank you. Safe travels. Appreciate the visit.
Yeah. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Matt Merritt with Poet Ethanol with us here on the morning show, Giant FM.